We are going to wrap up our media availabilities for the Coors Light Pole Award qualifying in advance of Sunday's Can-Am 500 at Phoenix Raceway. We're joined by our pole winner, Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 21 SKF Quicklane Tire and Auto Center Ford, who also sits sixth on the playoffs leaderboard as we head into Miami. Ryan, why don't you just take us through your pole winning lap out there?
We got better each round, which is all we can ask for, really. And I thought the last round was our best. Obviously, we ran our fastest time, and it was enough. So that was something strong to say for this team. I think we started second here in the spring, and to back that up and better it at a big weekend like this where we have to perform well, that's definitely encouraging. And it gets our weekend started off on a good foot. So hopefully we can keep this momentum up and keep it going and see what we have for them on Sunday. So.
All right, we'll now open up to questions. We'll start here with Reed.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. Obviously a win gets you in, but if you look at the board and see Denny behind you and Brad qualifying 16th, does that sort of give you hope and change your approach at all?
Not really. You know, those guys are going to be good in the race. The two cars struggling qualifying, but he'll find his way up there. So our mindset was really coming in this weekend of trying to win the race, and you know, sitting on the pole, that really my mindset doesn't change. I still want to go try to win the race. So that's the mindset we've had all week, and hopefully we can keep that, and I think that's our goal.
Sam Brennan, Arizona State University, Blaze Radio. You qualified well in March, qualifying second. You know what it's like to be on the front row starting a race here. What does it take to – drivers usually get out to a big lead here at Phoenix. So what does it take to lead the race and just run a good race up front?
Honestly, I don't really know. I've never really had the best races here. We've had moments of greatness here. And then moments of, or you know, most of the moments we haven't been fantastic here. But I think, you know, just trying to connect your car, you know, it's completely different. One is Q trim, and two, it was really cool outside when we qualified here tonight, and it'll be really hot on Sunday. So just trying to make your car be able to last long. We usually see really long green flag runs here, and trying to keep everything cool, you know, brakes and tires and things like that. So that's kind of the opposite of what you want to do in qualifying. You're trying to get everything in one lap. So, you know, we'll see where our car is at. I thought we were okay today in race trim. I didn't think we were great, but we'll have all tomorrow to try to get that a little bit better. But just trying to keep car under you in long runs, that's what we always see here. And I feel like that's kind of been a struggle for us, and hopefully we can change that come Sunday.
So. We'll go to Jeff and then Mike.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. Piggybacking off Reed's question, I know you said you want to win and you plan to win, but do you think it's realistic at all that you could get in on points? Like, the situation, is that a possibility in your mind that you could race straight up and get in that way?
Yeah. I mean, you never know what can happen. You know, if you go and you get a good couple stages in you and the 11 or 2 don't have very good stages, you might be right there. So you never know how it's going to be. You just kind of assume, you know, those two cars are in the position they are in for a reason, because they run up front every single week. So you just kind of realize the situation that you're in and where they're running. But it is possible to point our way in, but I'm not really banking on that. It's going to be that's going to be really tough to do, along with winning the race. They're both going to be tough, but the points thing is not out of the question. So
we'll go to Mike and then Dustin.
Mike Hembree, USA Today. Considering what might happen in the race, is having pit selection more or less important here than at other tracks?
I think it's really important no matter where you go. You know, here it's nice to kind of have this number one pit stall because you got the curved ending to the pit road. So that's kind of nice to have, so you don't have to watch cars coming out of their stall if you're pitted way back here or whatever. So and you maybe here, if you know, you can kind of see what cars do to tires or no tires if they're really far down pit road. You know, our spotter can relay that to my crew chief before we even get to our stall, and they can make an audible call or whatever. So it's important anywhere. I don't really think this place is, you know, it's more important than anywhere else to have the first pit stall or anything.
We'll go to Dustin and then Bob.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Until the last 3 weeks, you guys had not put together back-to-back top 10 finishes. Now you've done three in a row to put yourself in this position. From your viewpoint, what have you seen that you guys are doing to build that wasn't happening earlier?
Yeah, some I've noticed, you know, in the year we've had great weekends, and then we can never really seem to back it up. And you know, that's something that's frustrating. I think we've had, you know, mostly good cars all year, and I feel like what's changed in the past few weeks is multiple things. I think we're getting better as a team. I think our cars are getting to where they need to be, and we're just cleaning up races, whether it's on pit road or on the racetrack. We're getting those better, and we're able to finish a lot better. We were able to finish off races very well. And I think another thing is, you know, everybody on the teams, their confidence is up right now. You know, we're in the round eight, and we're only 20 points out, and that's motivating to everybody, and you know, and it pumps everybody up. It makes me really exciting, and you know, it shows that we deserve to be here for sure. So I think it's just everybody working well together, and things finally coming together for us, which is the right time for things to come together, to be honest with you. And it's just been nice to kind of see that these weekends get a little bit more steady and be able to put together, you know, these 400 or 500 mile races. That's pretty nice, and it makes me really proud to see the growth as a team, and hopefully we can keep, you know, keep building on that. So
we'll go to Bob.
Bob Packers, ESPN. I had two. The first is, did the experience at Kansas, where you had to kind of rally from the back, does that help you this weekend, just as far as handling any pressure?
I don't really feel a lot of pressure in any situation. I thought the situation at Kansas was a big challenge for us, and I thought the way that we handled it and overcoming it, that was a big statement for our team and a big realization for us that, you know, hey, we can come from the back and we can race with the best teams and cars, and we deserve, you know, that right. So I thought that was a big confidence booster for everybody, not only me. And I don't really think it's any handling pressure. You know, we're really not under any pressure right now. We're out. You know, if we were in right now, you know, if we're like in a spot where we can get bumped out, that'd be pressure. And we really don't have much to lose, just because we're not in a position to where we're already locked in. So I just think we're up for the challenge. I think this team rises to those occasions, and that's what I like. That's, you know, I think that's when real teams show what they're made of. So.
And we always hear guys say that, you know, when they go from Xfinity Cup to Cup, the intensity and everything just gets, you know, it's just a huge jump. I'm curious, was there any jump from racing in Cup to being a playoff driver racing in these last 8 or 9 weeks?
Yeah, it's you hear everybody talk about the jump from series to series, especially Xfinity or Trucks to Cup racing, and it is, you know, harder than you can imagine. Trying to go up there and not only be competitive for 1 week, but, you know, weeks on end, and then when the playoffs start, being a part of it, that intensity level just rises, and there's no messing around at all in any of these 10 races. And that's been, honestly, it's been awesome to be a part of. That's what I like. You know, you should race hard for 400 or 500 miles. That's kind of always what I've believed in. And like I said, I like challenges. So it's been a huge challenge in the playoffs, and but it has been a jump. I wouldn't say as big of a jump from, let's say, going, you know, Xfinity to full-time Cup, but from regular season Cup racing to playoff racing, it is a jump in the levels of intensity and the competitors and how, you know, they race. You've seen a difference in how everyone's been racing in the playoffs. It's just good, hard racing because there's so much on the line. But that's a good question, and you do feel a little bit of a jump for sure.
You never were in, like, an Xfinity playoff.
I was never full-time Xfinity.
So has the pressure – I guess you said that you didn't really feel a whole lot of pressure earlier, but, I mean, has this experience been anything that you didn't expect in the playoffs?
Not really. You know, I came in expecting it to be really intense, just from, you know, watching the playoffs previous years, whether I was, you know, whether it was last year when I wasn't in them, or before that, even when I wasn't racing in Cup, watching that intensity level pick up was really cool, and I wanted to be a part of it. And it's just really neat to be a part of it. But it is kind of everything I expected. You know, there are some moments that get a little crazy, and you're kind of, you know, dumbfounded that things happen. Like the Martinsville stuff was like, wow, that's, you know, people are racing hard. And there are some things that surprise you, but it is really everything that I expected.
Do we have any final questions for Ryan? All right, Ryan, congratulations on winning the poll. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks.